I'm here at Second First Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis, and here with me is the pantry director, Northside Pantry.
Don Brindle, I'm a co-chair of the Northside Mission ministry team here at the Second Presbyterian Church. The name of our food pantry is the Northside Mission Food Pantry. It's open 3 days a week.
And what are those days and time?
It's Wednesday night from, we're just changing, so it's going to be like from 4 to 6:30. Thursday morning from 9:30 to 11:30. And Saturday morning from 10 to 12.
And you mentioned that you just became a pantry partner. Could you tell us a brief history since you started in 2009 and how you get to this point?
The pantry started in 2009 by two very passionate ladies that worked in a very small area. And then as it grew, it became obvious that there was a big need in Washington Township, which is the service area for this church, that the church came up with some funds as part of the 175th anniversary campaign so that it could expand. So we have expanded here at the church, and the expansion part of it was so that we could become a pantry partner and get access to a lower cost and free food that we could serve our clients with. And so we've worked with the Gleaners people and the Indie Hunger Network people to become determined with the requirements that we needed so that when we expanded we would meet those so that we could become a pantry partner.
You have a somewhat unique approach to food pantry, and you do have like 51 different items that you offer every time. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
The pantry was set up on trying to come up with a nutritious meal for the families that would provide them a week's supply of food, nutritious food. To do that, we have what we call a shopping list of items that we provide. It's basically a fixed list that both food and non-food items. The food items that the people can come get every time they come here, which is starting in July, will be twice a month. The non-food items, we allow them to take those items once a month. And the shopping list is set in groups so that it's we're a client choice. They can select between various items until they meet their quota. And then we have a liaison person that works with each one of them so that we can help them interpret the shopping list and any questions they have. And then we ask the liaison person to take them out to their car and help unload the groceries and talk to them in any manner we can. So we try to give them some personal service, which will help us give more information about some of their other needs that we may be able to refer them to other organizations or places to help satisfy some of their pressing problems.
That's a wonderful system. You're also involved with a network of pantries and churches and ministries here. Could you tell us about that network?
As part of the 175th anniversary campaign and seeing that there's a growth in our food pantry in need in Washington Township, we brought in the Pola Center from IUPUI to help us do a strategic planning process that would help us understand what are all the factors that we had to take into consideration. They pulled together a tremendous amount of information about Washington Township so that we could understand the degree of the problem and where the areas of poverty and hardship were. Out of that, it was determined that the magnitude of the effort to meet the vision and mission of the Northside Mission Ministry team out of Second was going to take more effort than this church could provide, both in people and in funding and all kinds of resources. The only way to accomplish this goal, it was determined that we would have to bring in all of the other organizations related to helping people in poverty or hardship in Washington Township and see how we could build upon that. With the help of the Pola Center, we pulled together two key meetings with interested parties and organizations within Washington Township to see if they would be willing to support such a network. There was unanimous support of this, so we started what we now call the Northside Partner Network, which is a group of interest organizations, both well, Jordan YMCA is one, other churches, other agencies, the school district, the trustees office. So we've got a good cross-section of people that meet to see how we can leverage what each other is doing, as well as find out what each other is doing, determine where are the gaps of in Washington Township where there is no help for these people that we need to address in some manner or another. So that's been going on for about a year now, and we got a long ways to go to accomplish our goals.
Any encouragement out there for the existing food pantries and also for those who would like to start a food pantry?
I'm sorry?
Any encouragement for people out there?
Well, I think there's a big need. I think that there is a lot of people interested in supporting it. We found through this network that there is a good base, a resource of volunteers, money to help support this. The challenge before us is an organizational communication structure that allow you to go forth some kind of a manner that allows everybody to reach their goals. And at the same time, our goal is not to change what the different organizations are doing, but build upon them so that we are leveraging what's going on versus trying to create something new. The last thing we want to do is create something new.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Don.
All right.